Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome to the June 2017 Flag Life Podcast. This is your host, Stacy Marshall. Sometimes they call me S-Dot. Here to just talk about what's going on in June. I'm going to overlap a little bit of what happened in May. I'm wearing my Beast of the East limited edition T-shirt from the Beast of the East tournament. That took place in May, and I just want to reiterate what a great youth tournament that was. And shout out to Matt Remo, who runs a great event. Anyone interested in sending me a T-shirt, I'll wear it on my future podcast. This is the first time I'm videotaping it, so this will be on YouTube. So, again, hey, feel free to send me a shirt, and you can find my contact information on my website, flagfootballamerica.com, or on Facebook, or on Blog Talk Radio. Also, just want to talk about, again, that's a great tournament. It was the 10th year of the tournament. This tournament had over 90 teams in Westchester and really turned into one of the premier events, and it's going to keep growing and growing and growing. So you'll hear more news about the next year Beast of the East. Also had a chance in May to go to the Battle Orlando, which was the kickoff tournament for the Flag Football World Championship Tour. Got a chance to do a little bit of media coverage and also got a chance to just see, you know, the launch of a successful circuit. And it's really sort of sending a lot of shockwaves to the flag football community, a lot of good things, positive things. And Chuck Davis, Travis Burnett, they ran a great event, and they're really doing some great things about flag football. If you've ever sit down and talk with them, you could tell they really love the sport, and they're bringing a lot of exciting news, not only attention, but also potential, you know, things that will help other teams that aren't even necessarily related to the tour. So I think they're doing a great job. We're all going to talk about Battle of Dallas a little bit later in the show, but I also want to talk about some sad news that I got right after Battle Orlando. We lost really one of our great ambassadors, Lena Simpson, and I don't know all the details surrounding her passing, but it's just so sad. I only knew her from AATP, All About the Players, League, and I also knew a little bit about her photography work and some of her graphic design, but we really lost a great ambassador to the sport, and it's sad news, so sad to know that we've lost someone so close to the flag football community. And I had gotten maybe a text from her or something on Facebook earlier that weekend, and then when I got back, I'd heard of her passing. So just my condolences to the family. And on my initial video podcast, I just want to give a moment of silence for her. Again, that moment of silence was for Lena Simpson. Hopefully in the next couple of weeks soon I can have Dee Hodge share a little bit about her passing and more specifically about the upcoming tournaments that he has in her honor. Okay, so on some other business with Flag Football America, I'd like to congratulate John Dye. He is our Flag Football America Player of the Month. And one of the things that I had done initially with that tournament or sort of like that voting was there was some voting online done, and he was able to get the most votes. Going to transition and change that a little bit. We're actually going to start picking him and have some sponsorships in place with one of the sponsors that we're working with. But I just wanted to give congratulations to John Dye. He's our June 2017 Player of the Month. And going to read a little bit about his bio. He plays in the Orange County Flag Football League, run by a great director. His name's Mike Anderson, and he's really doing some great things up in New York. But our June 2017 Flag Football America Player of the Month, since being in the OCFFL, the Orange County Flag Football League, John Dye has been three-time regular season MVP, the OCCFL Super Bowl six-time MVP winner, the two-time OCFFL Winter Indoor Super Bowl champ, 2015 and 2017, and he's been the back-to-back champion at the MetLife Stadium Snow Bowl tournament, which was in 2016 and 2017. His team name is Dead Prez, and he's the starting QB, weighing it at 5'10". So, you know, again, congratulations. And we're hopefully going to have some special prizes for him. We have some other prizes from our previous winner as well. So as we continue to expand what we do, we want to highlight some of the great people who are doing some great work in the flag football community. Again, this is the Flag Football America podcast. And we also, this is the June 2017 Flag Life podcast, and we're hopefully going to keep continuing to do these. Hopefully this will be the first time we'll put this on Facebook as well. So if you have any show ideas or if you want to send me a T-shirt that I'll wear in my July episode, feel free to send it to me, and I'll wear it. I got a box full of T-shirts, so I'm hoping to wear a different T-shirt every single time. We have a new sponsor that we're working with, and you're going to hear more about this as we travel to some of the different tournaments, but also on our YouTube page. We've got Rec Center app, and you can give your players a free mobile experience, meaning you can contact them, put up schedules, put up content. No matter how large or how small your organization is, the Rec Center app is free for both you and your players. So you definitely want to download the Rec Center app. We've got a special promo code on our website. So if you go to flagfootballamerica.com/June2017, you will see our link to get you the app. But go ahead and download the app, and we'll talk a little bit more about them as we continue to grow our relationship with them. So June, we've got some tournaments that happen this weekend, and we have some that are actually concluding this weekend. So one of the tournaments that's going on, as we talked about a little bit earlier, is the second leg of the Battle Circuit. And this weekend it was the Battle Texas tournament, specifically the Battle Dallas tournament. That was a $10,000 national qualifier, and that's going to continue the second leg of the Flag Football World Championship Tour. For this tournament, there were $10,000 in guaranteed prizes. It took place in Dallas, Texas, and there were different prizes for the different, let's say, styles that we'd say. And that tournament was specifically at McKinney Park Ranch in McKinney, Texas, and this was a $10,000 qualifying event. Also want to give you a little bit more information about what styles there were going to be cash prizes. Not all the styles had cash prizes. So here's a list of the cash prizes for Battle Dallas. There was going to be 8 versus 8 men's pro. That would have a $5,000 payout. 8 versus 8 is co-ed pro would have a $2,000 cash prize payout. 5 versus 5 men's pro have a $1,500 cash prize payout. The 4 versus 4 men's had a $1,500 cash payout, and the 8 versus men had, competitive division had a $1,000 payout. So, again, this is the second leg of the Battle Dallas Tour. They've got some upcoming tournaments. I know there was one scheduled for Vegas, and then there's also going to be one scheduled in Ohio, and that's going to be Battle Great Lakes. So, again, I know there were some winners on Saturday. Congratulations to the winners on Saturday. And there's going to be some more winners coming up on Sunday. There was a little bit of rain in the morning on Saturday, pushed back some of the games, but they were able to continue and play games. One of the things to think about, they made some revisions to the way you played. There would be pool play, and then you'd have your elimination. So they were actually guaranteeing you 4 actual games, which if you know anything about flag football, that's a great number of games to get in terms of just being able to get guaranteed play. So, again, Chuck Davis, Travis Burnett doing a great job of really promoting flag football. And I think one of the things that the Flag Football World Championship Tour is it's extremely accessible. And one of the things that I think they're being successful at is marketing their brand. All their visuals, all their marketing, their branding looks very cohesive. And they're bringing in a lot of big sponsors into flag football and encouraging other teams to go out and get sponsors. So I think this is exciting news for not only just some of the local leagues, but some of the traveling teams. And I know Chuck's done a great job of starting to share, hey, how can you get sponsorships? If you want sponsorships, you got to go to some of these big tournaments. And I think that's one of the great things about the Flag Football World Championship Tour. Now teams can go out and say, hey, we're going to this big tournament, sponsor us. This isn't like a pipe dream. This is a real thing. And it's going to be interesting over the next couple of months how the USFTL – and the FFWCT, their different organizations are going to be able to work together And I know there's a lot of planning goes into these tournaments, so we'll see how some of the planning for some of the tournaments will affect one another. I want to talk about some other tournaments that happened this weekend. We had the Summer Showdown Tournament. That was the North Shore Flag Football League Tournament. That's a youth flag football tournament, and that took place in Massachusetts. That tournament's run by Austin Davis. And, well, actually, I have the information right here. And that was on Saturday in Taunton, Massachusetts. And you can go to their website at NorthShoreFlagFootball.com. That used to be a two-day tournament, but they sort of scaled it back a little bit and provided just a one-day tournament. And so, obviously, it's a little bit late to register, but you can definitely check that out. Put that on your radar for next year, that they normally have this tournament that time of year. And they can't forget about, you know, Ball out in the Heatwave Flag Football Tournament. That took place yesterday, and I've got some information on that tournament as well that I want to share with you. Let's see, where is it? Okay, right here. And so, let's see, we had that was the 5-on-5 Heatwave Summer Tournament. That was at the River Life Church of God in Kentucky, on Kentucky Avenue. And that was Saturday, June 4th. That ran from 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. So definitely check them out on their website. Check out some of their winners. You can go to Facebook. Check out the Ball Out Flag Football Indiana if you want to see them on Facebook. You can also check them out at their – if you want to send them an email, balloutflagfootball@yahoo.com. Andres Martinez, great guy, does a lot of good community work, but also does a great job of just bringing flag football to the people he's closest to out there in Indiana. And he was at the – I got a chance to meet him at Battle Orlando, and that was awesome. Just – you see a lot of people on Facebook, but not until you actually get to meet them do you actually get to see who they are. I know who you are. I've only seen your Facebook page, but now I've gotten to connect with you. So let's talk about some other things that are affecting the flag football community. Let's talk about this American Flag Football League launch game that's going to take place Tuesday, June 27th. It's interesting. I was watching ESPN, and they were on there, and it's interesting how this is going to affect the flag football community. I mean, I've got mixed emotions. I think it's exciting. They were able to get basically on Mike and Mike. Mike Vick was on there talking about his participation in the event. And if you look at some of the names in this event, you've got a lot of, you know, former players. And I think what's interesting about them playing flag football right now is the names that are attached. You've got players who have not been too far removed from the league. You're going to have Team Vic versus Team Owens. And you've got on the Vic team, of course, you've got Michael Vick, who's coming off some surgery, but he's pretty much willing to play. And you've got Justin Forsett, who, you know, a lot of people would know him, you know, from playing football. And they've also got Chad Oakleshinkle Johnson. So on Team Owens, you've got, of course, Terrell Owens. You've got Jimmy Clausen, former NFL quarterback. And you've got Jonas Gray. So, you know, you have to buy tickets for this event. It's bringing a lot of attention to flag football. And I don't even know if that's good or bad. I think ultimately it's good. But I'm curious, which just the great job that the Flag Football World Championship Tour has done with getting their Comcast show. How is this going to affect that? I don't think ultimately it's going to hurt anyone. I think there's enough attention and enough room for everyone. But it does feel like a little bit of a cash grab. Now, the money that they get, I'm not sure if the players are paid, but the proceeds of this will go to it's for a charity. So I think it's bringing a lot of attention to flag football. They're playing 7-on-7. From what it looks like, they're playing a lot of really basic rules, and you can find a lot of the rules on the website. But 60 minutes, no contact, incidental. You can go for 1-, 2-, 3-point conversions. What's interesting is the 7-point conversion. I mean, whenever you get a touchdown, if it's from a certain distance, it's 6. If it's a 50-yard touchdown, it's 7 points. I think that's interesting. I think one of the things that we'll have to see is how does this affect some of the local leagues? Will it take attention away? But I think ultimately it's great for flag football. So that initial game is going to be June 27th. 2017, and you've got to buy your tickets. It's going to be in California, and we'll see what it ends up doing for the flag football community in terms of is it going to take away from it or is it going to add to it. So again, this has been the Flag Football Flag Life June 2017 podcast with SDOT, and as we continue to grow, we're hoping that you'll grow with us. Check us out on Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. As I mentioned before, send us a T-shirt. We'll wear it in our next podcast. And get on Instagram, hashtag FlagLife, so you can be nominated for the July 2017 Player of the Month. Thank you for your time, and we look forward to catching you on our next episode.